you. Pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. There are so many things to talk about. You know, John Diamond's coming up later, folks. John, just hold your horses in there. I know you're itching to get in there, folks. Do this real quick. Spencer, I just heard from the Holy Spirit, okay? So I just, folks, I got to tell you, this happens to me a lot, okay? It happens to me a lot. I have something planned. John's going to be on with us, but I heard something, and so I got to go there. Just go to Genesis 1. Just throw Genesis 1 up there. I'm going to show you what I believe is going on. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was void, without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And if you look, Steve Quayle's the one who put me onto this. If you look in one of Steve Quayle's books, he will tell you that the words Adahu and Abahu, and the earth was Adahu without form and Abahu void. Those are the two words. I don't know what language it is. But the earth was basically, you can summarize it this. Tahu and Vahu, somebody's correcting me there. It's Hebrew, thank you. It basically means chaotic, chaos. In the beginning, the earth was chaotic. There was no form to it. Void, meaning, I suppose, empty. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Put those three things together, will you? Just put that together in your head. No form, chaotic, and dark. No form, chaotic, and dark. And what was the first thing the Lord said? He moved upon the face of the waters. What did he do? He brought light. He said, let there be light. And so without being a prophet or a son of a prophet, I've been having discussions with a lot of people, just casual discussions that end up always going to the same place. And the place where they always end up going is that we are in the midst of chaos. There's chaos in America today. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Say, Coach, boy, is that ever true? You cannot think of even one. I cannot think of even one institution anymore that can be trusted. I can't think of one. Randy, can you think of one? Jim, anybody? Can anybody think of any institution that can be that's reliable? Science? Do you trust science anymore? Trust the courts? Trust government? Do you trust the church system? Do you trust the family? What institution do we have in America that can be trusted? And the reason is, I believe, that this battle between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman is the devil, the son of the seed of the serpent, is trying to take us back to chaos. The enemy thrives in chaos. He creates chaos. He thrives in chaos. Look at America. We are absolutely, folks, science is chaotic anymore. We now have people who tell us to trust science and believe in science, who then, if the science doesn't apply to them, they ignore it. They change it. They say that's not true. So we know hard science will tell us, for instance, that we have DNA, and the DNA is either XX chromosome or XY chromosome. That's science. As far as I know, that's science. An XX is a woman and an XY is a man. Or sometimes they get those backwards. I think I got it right. XX, XY. That is who you are. That determines your sex. Now they've changed it into gender. And they're the ultimate science deniers because they say that XX no longer means woman. XX can be whatever we want it to be. And what do? They codify it into law. They not only take these people who are clearly confused, or how about this, have a life in chaos, and they have a life that's in chaos. And what do they tell us we have to do? We have to agree with that chaos. If we don't agree with it, if we don't agree that Bruce Jenner is a woman, if we declare Bruce Jenner is a woman, we're hateful, bigoted. You with me? It's chaos. It's all chaos. We look in the legal system, and it's all chaos. Laws apply only to those to whom they want them to apply. Anybody out here right now think you can get a fair shake in the courts? No. Why? Because the courts are chaotic. They're chaotic. We see Joe Biden comes out and comes up with what was the latest I saw? 28 executive orders. 28 executive orders. Did you know this, my friends? Do you know an executive order is not a law? Oh, I could get into that right now if that's where we wanted to go. Did you know that? Executive orders aren't laws. They're not laws. The executive order carries almost no weight. Depending on the area, specific area of an executive order, there's only very few areas that the president of the United States is in, the executive branch is in charge of. And an executive order only applies to those areas that the executive branch is in control of. Joe Biden can't say that the military has to start letting trannies in. He can't say that. But he says that we follow. Why? Because it's chaos. Governors can't tell you that a governor can't tell you that you have to close your business, but they tell us that and we follow. Why? Because it's chaos. No place to turn to for a redress of our grievances. Nowhere. And see, that's the heart, in my opinion, that's the heart of the spiritual battle. Right there it is. Right there for us to see. Chaos. The enemy is doing everything he can to make everything chaotic. And what brings order? Christ brings order. You get rid of Christ, you get rid of order. You get rid of Christ, you end up with chaos. And what has happened to us is somewhere along the line, they've convinced you and me that as Christians, we have to pick one party or another. And whatever that party believes, we have to agree with it because why? Well, because there's chaos. That's where our battle is, folks. That's where our battle is. I got a couple things. I'm bringing John Diamond's going to be here in the Buckeye Lake area on Friday night from 7 until 9. And I'm sorry I didn't give you guys a lot more notice about it, but it just happened kind of in the last week. I knew John was coming through town on his way to Texas. And then I got the idea, man, we got to get him to do the appeal to heaven. If I had more time, I would have got a bunch of pastors here. So pastors could, pastors need to know this. And I'll say this honestly. I really think I'm a friend of pastors, but I don't think they probably think I am. They probably think I'm just beating up on them all the time. And I'm just telling the truth. If the truth happens to put us at opposition, it's not because I don't like pastors. We need them. We need godly men leading the battle that we're in. We need it. By the way, I just got to say it. A good Mike Heath, I don't know if you know this, or I don't even know if Mike's in here, Polly. Garrett Lear, the Patriot pastor, died, I believe it was yesterday. Doesn't mean anything to some of you, but it means a lot to some of us who knew Garrett, the Patriot pastor. What a fight he fought for truth, justice, and the American way. And he passed on yesterday. So I wanted to throw that in there. Listen, I'm for the Black Robe Regiment, folks. I'm not against it. I'm for it. I'm going to show you something right here. Just kind of, man. Hey, John, bear with me here, buddy. I got about 10 minutes of stuff I want to get done. I'm going to flip it over to you. I know you understand. Hey, right down to bottom, Spencer, it says priest. This did me so good today. This did my heart so good today. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know where he's from. I don't know where he's a bishop. I don't know. This is 2 minutes and 30 seconds. It must have been at the end of his homily. For those of you who are not weren't raised in a Catholic tradition, a homily is where homily comes from the word homo, man, man's opinions, basically what a homily is. So in the midst of the Catholic Mass, the priest doesn't give a sermon. He gives a homily. He gives a little brief, just a little exposition on something. So I want you to listen to this bishop. I think he's a bishop. I don't know. His homily. This gave me hope this morning. Gave me hope. Go ahead and play that real quick there, Spencer.
From that, I just want to speak to the faculty here, and you can pass that on to those faculty members who are not here. It has come to my attention that there is on a school Facebook some celebrations over Biden being elected president. That's your business. You can do that in your own realm. But please remember, and this is my role to say this, and you want to go to court about this, that's your prerogative. You want to have a fisticuffs fight about it, I don't do that. You are not to celebrate the fact that this pro-abortionist is close to being the president of the United States. He is a pro-abortionist. The Catholic Church is anti-abortion. I presume that you are not discussing in the classroom the situation of abortion that goes against what the Catholic Church teaches. I presume you are doing that. I have to let you know, any more postings about celebrating Biden, who is a pro-abortionist and not a good Catholic at all, in name only, well, I have to do my duty and protect the faith and protect these children. And I suggest to you that there would be jobs in jeopardy. Now that's my stand. That's my Leo the Great. And I'm willing to get into the foray of this. You want to celebrate something about this man who is without value and you don't like it? Well, that's your problem.
Dave, you love
this
dick.
This is my pulpit and my parish and my church, and I am going to bespeak what the church teaches. Let the pieces fall where they may. And so, boys and girls, we are in for quite a time if this man is actually declared the president of the United States, along with his vice president, whose name I won't even pronounce, who is grossly anti-Catholic. So, if you're going to celebrate the fact that that person is close to being president, don't do it on our time. End of discussion.
Hey! Man, we need some Protestant boys saying that same thing, don't we? Very clearly from the pulpit articulating, this is the way it is. If you vote for Joe Biden, you support abortion. You support baby killers. If you vote for Joe Biden, you support the destruction of traditional marriage. Well, I don't know why this is so hard for our leadership to do. And I had somebody tell me the other day, I know who it is, but I'm not going to share it with you, say, well, his pastor says, read the Bible and vote accordingly. Boy, that's the most cowardly position anybody could have. See, his job is to explain it. A couple more things real quick before I bring John in. Click on...
I vomited in my mouth, and I want to tell you, as a pastor, I would be honored to have a church full of you.
Thanks, Dale. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Listen, vaccination deaths. Pull that up there. You're not seeing this anywhere, are you, folks? Anybody seeing this? 181 people have died from COVID COVID vaccine. At least 181 have died from the COVID vaccine. You don't want to miss tomorrow because I'm going to show you a video tomorrow. It's going to curl your toes. You guys seen this on the media anywhere? 181 confirmed dead from the vaccination. By the way, the video I'm going to show you tomorrow is going to tell you this. It's not even a vaccination. It's not even a vaccine. We'll get into that tomorrow. 181 deaths from people who have taken the vaccination. And the long-term effects of it are unbelievable. Two more things. Go to church attacks, and we'll get John in here. These are all things I could have spoken about all morning. Church attacks. Say, what does it matter, huh? Really, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? They come to Columbus, Ohio, and they go in there and they prayed around in the church. What's the big deal? Turn the other cheek. Well, what about this one? A black supremacist sets fire to a cathedral, then kills a white cop, and you don't hear anything about it. What's the date on this? Why, January 26, 2021. What? Has there been an increase in church burnings over the last year? I can think of historic churches being set afire recently, but it's hard to tell if they represent a trend. But in general, when the media goes nuts, they often inspire real nuts to do the things which sometimes involve setting churches on fire. So here's a local police blotter from a week ago in Toledo, Ohio. According to the Toledo Municipal Court documents, a warrant was issued for Harris for spraying Jesus is Black and Black Monday Black multiple times on Rosary Cathedral on Collingwood Boulevard on Monday morning. He was also accused of pouring a flammable liquid on the doors of the cathedral and lighting it. This was damage to the doors, but not the inside of the cathedral. The cops went to arrest Harris, at which point he murdered a young white policeman named Brandon Stalker. This lurid series of events is curiously considered not national news. For some reason. Huh? Unbelievable, folks. Huh? We got to rise up and stop it at some point. We got to rise up, church. We got, oh my goodness, it comes. Can I do one more thing? Sure, I can. One more thing before we get going. I got to solve it today in the Columbus Dispatch. Click on Arrested Buckeyes. Arrested Buckeyes. We'll get you in here in a second, John. Hang on with me. Our local newspaper. He said, oh, no, that's not the one I want. Let's see, going down. Rob Portman's quitting. Yeah, we ran Rob Portman out. Rob Portman's not running for re-election. Praise the Lord. Keep on going. There it is. Uh-oh. So here they are, folks. Here they are. You know, all those terrible riots in D.C. Good to know the FBI. Woo, they've been doing their due diligence, and they're going after these folks. And so they told us today here in the Columbus Dispatch just this morning. It's Friday, January 23rd. I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. Here's who's been arrested in Ohio. And you want to hear their crimes? Let's scroll down through there. Let's hear their crimes. Trumbull County man who described scene inside the Capitol was arrested. He did a Facebook video and he was arrested. Scroll down. What are they arresting for? They're going to tell us his name. Well, there he is. Stephen Ayers of Champaign Township in Trumbull County. He was arrested by the FBI Friday at his home. He was charged with, you ready? Huh? Obstruction of justice, Congress. Unlawful entry into restricted building or grounds. Violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Ah, they got him! They got him! Scrolling down, who else did they get? They got Steve Ayers. Who else are they going to get? Oh, they got Dustin Brian Thompson and Robert Anthony Lyon. What did they do? What did these guys do? Both men face charges of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Hillary's running free, I think. Joe Biden's running free. Hunter Biden's running free, but they're going to get these part. Come on down. Next one. Couple who are part of a militia group were charged. Scroll on down there for me, Spence. Who are these guys? Why, Donovan Kroll and Jessica Watkins. According to court documents, Watkins and Kroll are members of the Ohio State Regular Militia, a dues-paying subset of the Oath Keepers. What did they do? Obstructing an official proceeding, entering a restricted building, and violent entry or disorderly. Oh, they're getting them now. They're getting them now. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Who are they getting? Wilmington man. He was arrested. Justin Stoll. Uh-oh. Listen to this one. You ready for this one? He's accused of making interstate threats and tampering with a witness by threat. He was arrested by members of the FBI. Stoll posted videos of himself outside the Capitol with a mob of protesters who stormed the building last Wednesday after attending a rally with Donald Trump. Hey, but that's not what Stoll's in trouble for. Here's what he's in trouble for. The recent charges are not directly related to his activities at the Capitol. Then why are you putting them in there if it didn't have anything to do with his actions at the Capitol? But are instead connected to threats he allegedly made 2 days later to people who expressed alarm about. So on Facebook, he said, if you ever jeopardize me from being with my family, you will absolutely meet your mother effer maker, Stoll wrote and I will be the one to arrange the meeting. So they've arrested him for a Facebook post, not for anything he did in Washington, D.C. And we can't forget Christine Priola, 49, of Willoughby. She's been charged after pictures of her were taken inside the Senate chapel building. What they can't charge her with? She's accused of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority. Violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Have we seen these kind of arrests with Black Lives Matter and Antifa? No, folks, there's a war on the right for sure. There's a war on the right. I'm going to bring John in here. And I wanted John to come in just to give all of you a taste for what John's going to present to us when he's here on Friday night. It's free. It's at, maybe you can go, I think we got it up on our, excuse me, on the website now. The address of the church, I believe, is up there. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's going to go from about 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And John's a wealth of knowledge. And those of you John, you're one of our popular guests, by the way. People love you because this is stuff they think we should know and we don't know. Our churches don't tell us. Our pastors don't tell us. We don't have any idea. We don't have any idea what's going on, right? And so John's going to be making some presentations on that Friday night here in the Thornville area. So before I bring John in, does anybody have anything for the good of the group? We can get out before I'm all over the place this morning. Can I tell you why? We shouldn't be losing. We just shouldn't be losing. Come on in, Joe. Joe Allen, come on in.
When you speak of these arrests here, Coach, forgive me on my lack of knowledge, but my wife pointed out, if you guys remember the group of doctors that were talking about the vaccines there on D.C., the young
Simone. Yeah. Simone got arrested. Yep.
Yeah, got arrested.
For what? Violent. She was part of that violent entry. Now, we were there, folks. The doors were open. You walked in. Somebody may have violently entered, but not everybody did. Not everybody did. John, Coach, go ahead.
I was in a meeting last night, a conference call with Rob Portman.
Oh, boy.
Somebody brought up the issue that, well, Antifa was the one that caused all the problems there.
Yeah.
And Portman made it clear that only one arrest for Antifa. The rest were arrests were for Patriots. And, of course, you just listed the Patriots.
Unbelievable, isn't it, Jim? Huh? Isn't it unbelievable, folks?
This talk drives me crazy. I mean, it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, because there's no redress of grievances. Our government's corrupt. The media's corrupt. Every place that we would turn to for some type of redress of our grievances is corrupt, folks. It's chaos. Chaos is everywhere. It's unbelievable. I got a couple want to get in here real quick. Oh my goodness, everybody wants to. John, hang on. Timothy, come on in, then Clay, then Michelle. Good, Tim. You have to unmute yourself, bud. Clay, you go ahead while Tim's figuring out. Go ahead, Clay. Now I can't hear Clay.
Hey, all right. My bad, Coach. Hit the wrong button. While everybody's filling out their tax forms this year, just think about them arresting the Patriots. We got a fake president in office. They're killing babies, and they're trying to impeach a president that's already out of office with our taxpayer money. So let's think about that while we're filling out our taxes this year, folks.
That's right. Just pay your money and shut up, will you, Clay? Come on in, Michelle. Then Timothy. Come on, Michelle.
Good morning. I know it's really easy to get discouraged when you see good people being punished and the wicked roaming free. And this is this world. But I wanted to read just real quick four lines from Psalm 94. I'm going to start at 11. The Lord knows people's thoughts. He knows they are worthless. Joyful are those you discipline, Lord, those you teach with your instruction. You give them relief from troubled times until a pit is dug to capture the wicked. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. Judgment will again be founded on justice. To those with virtuous hearts will pursue it.
Amen.
So just remember, guys, to keep your spirit up. Keep your spirit up. I don't know if anybody saw the movie, really cute movie, Monsters, Inc., but the monsters lived on the fear of the children. That feeds this. That's true. These monsters feed on us having a dampened spirit. So the best thing we can do is just go around and be happy anyway.
Amen, Rochelle, I got to throw this in there. Keep that up there, because this, I didn't realize that. That's Psalm 94. 16 is what I like. See it up on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
What's it say on 16? Who will rise up for me against the workers? I'm sorry, against the evildoers. Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Folks, we're not supposed to lay down and let this stuff go by. We're not supposed to. I know John's itching to get in here. John, I'm sorry I took so much of your time, buddy. Come on in and share with us what you have today. John's coming Friday night, 7 to 9. Go to our website for more information. It's kind of a local thing. If you can get here, it'll be a great time. Go ahead, John.
How are we doing this morning, Coach?
Good. Fired up, man.
I said, hey, like I said, I don't have a ton of stuff. I mean, I got it kind of tailored for the time that we have here. I want to do two things. First, I want to tell you what we're doing here locally. And then what is going to hopefully spread nationally. And then I'll go into a little bit of the teaching that I just did with the group here. And maybe do Friday night with you. What we are doing, and we've had several meetings in our community. Now, I understand that some communities are so small, they won't be able to do this. Some are so big that they may have a hard time unifying. My city's about 6,000 people. So we're big enough to have our own government. We have city council, a mayor, our police chief, we have our police force, we have a school board, we have one school. So we have our own community here. We met with a bunch of leaders, and especially a bunch of pastors the other day. And I told them, I said, we need to take over everything in this government. We need to take over the school board. We need to take over the city council. And everybody agreed. So there's a lot of unity here in my community. We actually have a ministerium where 11 pastors actually meet once a month. Don't get too far into theological issues because they already know where they disagree. But as far as community stuff, there is a lot of unity. So I think this community that God kind of sent me to is unique, and it's unique for this reason.
So John, ask them this for me real quickly. Thank you, Rochelle, because now I'm stuck on verse 20. And this is David asking this question. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, who frame mischief by law? You get what they're saying there? They make illegal things legal. They make wicked things legal, folks. They frame mischief by calling it the law. And that's what John's talking about. And that's what I'm talking about. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. John, I interrupted again. My show. I don't apologize. Go ahead.
So, yeah, what we're hoping to do here then is the very first thing. Now, we may be able to do this already because we have Christians on the police force. The mayor's a Christian, several city council, several school board members are Christian. So we already have a very, very powerful influence. We want to get all of it. But what we're going to be doing here is trying to set our city up as a sanctuary city. For a lot of things. Now, we don't have any abortion clinics here, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yet.
Yeah, well, right. But the problem with our side is we do not have the courage that the left has. Now, and this is the example that I gave the other day to the group. I said, if you look at these mayors that are setting up sanctuary cities, immigration is a function of the federal government. You know, a state can't grant somebody U.S. citizenship. They can't grant a visa. But you have these mayors who are at absolute defiance of both state and federal law, who have set their cities up as sanctuary cities and says, if you're here and you're breaking the law, we'll protect you. The Christian church doesn't even have the courage to set these things up when we're doing nothing wrong. So what we're going to plan on doing is go to city council, and we want to declare Corey a sanctuary city for all these COVID restrictions, social distancing, masks, everything else. And basically say, you want to wear a mask. If you don't, you don't. Most of our community doesn't worry about it. It's only really the corporations, Dairy Queen and Walmart and Taco Bell, the big corporations that are kind of wanting to force this on us. Everywhere else you go, nobody cares. All the ma and pop restaurants and stores, nobody cares. But we need to push back against these corporate entities because if you go in Walmart, they, you know, they'll try to arrest you for trespassing if you don't have a mask on. So what we need to do is we need the city of Corey to declare this a sanctuary city and tell Walmart, no, you will not force anybody to do anything. And if we're going to send the police in to arrest anybody, it's you for violating their rights, not for. So everybody. So John,
let me help people understand this. Our governor here in Ohio, Michael DeWine, if Michael DeWine puts out a mask edict, whatever you want to call it, folks, listen, look at me, folks, it's meaningless. You understand? It's meaningless. It only has weight because we follow it, right? We follow the mandate. Stores follow the mandate. Well, whether or not it's good doesn't have anything to do. It ain't legal. It ain't a law at all. That's really what John's addressing there, isn't it, John?
Yeah, yeah. And I coach, people are ignorant of the law. They're ignorant of the Constitution. They're ignorant of their rights. They're ignorant of pretty much everything, even the power and scope of government. I coach flag football here four nights a week in the summer since I got four little boys. Somebody turned us in because nobody was out there wearing masks, coaches, players, parents. And the guy who runs it called me up and he was like, hey, we got turned in and the health department says they're going to shut us down if we don't social distance and wear masks. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing it. Well, then we got another one about a week later and they said, well, they reported us again. And they said, and I told him, I said, dude, this is a paper tiger. I said, they have absolutely no authority. The only thing that they respond to is your fear. I said, the federal courts have already ruled that what he is doing is wrong. So why will you just not tell them to go pound salt? Because if they're going to come in and try to arrest me or fine me, I'll be like, that's fine. I want my day in court. And they know they can't do anything because they don't have anything to prosecute you for because you didn't break any law. So, I mean, ultimately, it would just make it up to the federal courts and the federal courts would exonerate you. So, I mean, why are we running around like slaves obeying these people that have absolutely no authority to tell us what to do?
Because, John, first and foremost, as usual, the church capitulated in their desire to seem Christian. They obeyed. They closed their churches because they wanted to be good servants, good public citizens. Now, again, that's virtue signaling, folks. And as I said, if wearing a mask is a good idea, that's not the same as a law. Okay? Listen, if they're going to say it's a good idea to wear a mask and pastors want to say it's a good idea to wear a mask, that's one thing. But just to make everybody else comply because they believe the government says you have to. John, this is the stuff you're talking about, right? This is the kind of stuff we have to push back against.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the left has no problem saying my body, my rights, and keep your laws off my body. And you can't tell me, you know, even to the point that I can kill a baby, but I can't say my face, my rights, keep your law. You know, it's just insane that the left has no problem pushing back against both God's laws and man's laws, but the Christian church won't even stand up for their own rights when they're doing nothing wrong. And that's really the sad thing. So that's what we're hoping to do here. With the media conference that I'm hosting next week down there that you're coming to, we have a bunch of media people coming down. Joshua Phillips from the Epic Times just emailed me yesterday morning. He's bringing an entire journalism crew down there. He's bringing four people down there, and we're going to give him a place to interview people. He'll interview you, Coach, and Bradley Dean and me and a lot of the people there. And I have made so many national media contacts, Gary Franchi from Next News Network and OAN, Graham Ledger. I have so many people now that I talk to regularly that once we pull the trigger on this, if we can get this community to issue this basically sanctuary city, non-COVID-19 policy pushback, we believe that we can get it aired on millions and millions of people. Get them to cover this and have it set out. Give other communities the courage to start this pushback. It's just the beginning, but man, it's such a big symbolic to push. So just be praying for that. That's what we're planning on doing.
John, let me stop there a second, because when you're in, I'm going to be in Texas for a day and a half next week for this event that John's part of. And John, really what it is, this is an attempt for conservative media to huddle together and get unified. Would that be a fair assessment of it, John? Talk to us a little bit about that and what you're doing.
Yeah, the media conference right there It's called the Content 2020 Film Festival down outside Fort Worth, Texas. And I've gone several years because I'm trying as a theologian to write Hollywood scripts that have a biblical worldview, kind of like the Kendricks brothers do, only actually more theological. But the guy called me and he said, after 2 years of going down, the director called me and says, is there anything that we could be doing different or better? And I said, well, you're called a film festival and media conference, but you have no media. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, journalism. I said, the Christians need to take over journalism because we're being fed lies from everywhere. And he's like, man, that is an awesome idea. He said, I know just the guy to put in charge. I said, who? He said, John Diamond. I was like, oh, great. So I basically, I'm running the whole thing. We've got a lady that came in that used to work for Fox and Telemundo. She's doing a master class on Monday to teach people how to do journalism. We're having a media panel. That's going to have Joshua Phillips from Epic Times. Dave's going to be on. Coach Dave's going to be on it. Bradley Dean's going to be on it. We are building a network of Christian journalists, and that's already what you're doing, Coach. I mean, you're doing that's what you're doing. That's why we got I got you on there because you're a pioneer. Mike Spaulding's a pioneer. Bradley Dean is a pioneer. So we're trying to raise up a bunch of people, and I've got like 15 people that you'd probably recognize from the Media Research Council to the Next News Network to Alan Keyes with his new outfit. We're building a network of Christian journalists to help push everything back. So I'm actually hoping to get Jared there maybe in September to teach what he teaches about owning your own platform and other things. So this is the start of something huge. And we're really looking forward to it.
Amen, John. And so what's the website on that? Maybe Spencer could pull that up there for us real quick. Again, folks, John's going to be with us here Friday night, this Friday night here in Ohio. John's from Ohio, actually. So that's how I got to know John. What's the website, John?
Yeah, Christian Media. Yep. ChristianMediaConference.com.
So you guys can see exactly what's going to go on. And it, as John said, it started out kind of as a film festival, and we understand John, and some of them understand the importance. If we don't recapture the truth in the media, folks, we holy criminy, and they're censoring everybody as it is, right? So, John, this is very, very timely. God bless you for doing it. And maybe next time, whenever the next one will be, man, oh man, we can get even some more controversial guys in there that, well, we don't. You know what I'm saying? Anybody hate listening? Anybody got any, when they ask for John, do you have something specifically you want to go to, or somebody wants to come in right now, you can ask something?
Well, yeah, that's just what you said. We're having it again in September. It's every September, but they had to push it back to February, which you know, really helps us. But as soon as we come back, you know, February 6th or whatever, I'm hitting the ground for the September conference. So, you know, a lot of people, Bradley Dean knows a lot of people. We're going to be bringing even more and more and more people in September. We want this to be the premier news and journalism, Christian news and journalism conference in the nation. And we're off to a good start because nobody else is doing what we're doing here. Go to the top up there, please, and where it says speakers. And then hit keynotes. And I mean, you see, I was already there. So I'm the keynote speaker for the news and journalism. If you go down a little bit further, Fred Mosley there, the black gentleman on the right, I'm writing down with him. He'll be with us at Coach's event. And then Stephen Kendrick, you know him. He does, you know, all the movies, Facing the Giants and everything else. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fireproof. Yeah, and this is just the keynotes. If you go up to like all speakers, I mean, you see that there's tons and tons of speakers. Go to workshops and panelists. Yeah, right there. And we'll just stay on this today, Coach, because this is really good. Scroll down some. I mean, you can go through and read there, but there's Coach, me, and Bradley Dean all side by side there. So we're all the panelists. We're going to be on the media council. They haven't added Joshua Phillips and got Coach. I can't tell you, how much of a God's grace has been on this for Joshua Phillips to come down there and bring a team of four people to cover this event, to interview people. I mean, others in media, I mean, Epic Times is up there with like ONN. So, everybody else that sees who we have coming, all these other kind of lower journalists, wow. I guess you would say, you know, that have a web page, or, you know, they'll be like, wow, if Epic Times is behind this and their report on it, maybe we should go next year. So it really is just God's favor on us, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, we got to stir these folks up a little bit. Hey, John, they look a little soft to me, you know? A little soft here, but we'll bring a little bit of salt to them. Alan Zeifer, come on in, Alan, if you want to.
John, did you say Alan Keyes is going to be there?
No, I'm going to be live streaming from his. He got an award. I've given out 13 different awards in order to kind of bring this network. And what happens at this conference is usually people come in, we sit down, we watch a bunch of movies, like 10-minute clips of movies, and everybody votes on them like the Oscars. What we're doing from news and journalism, this is all basically me. A lot of times it's the board that just gives. I'm the one that has sole discretion on who receives these awards. So Bradley Dean works very closely with Alan Keyes. I'm going to be on his show Wednesday after our conference. We're going to be live streaming from there. I've already been on his show once, but he's got his show that he has to do every afternoon.
Oh, do you understand the importance and the power of infiltrating Christian media with this? What do you call what we do? Christian activism? What is it? The idea? We have to move. This sounds awful. We have to move Christian media from sugar to salt. We have to move from sugar to salt. Our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Christians don't have any idea what's going on in the world. And John, I think it's the hand of the Lord that's allowed you to grab a hold of this. As you would say, media arm of this thing, and begin to promote and open up the people's eyes to Christian media, unabashed, unashamed, salty Christian media. It's a brother. We gotta wake up Christians.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah,
Coach. The reason I asked him about Alan Keyes, if you go back and watch Alan Keyes debating Barack Obama,
yeah,
it was either in 2002 or 2003. You go back and watch. Alan Keyes was a prophet. I'm telling you, everything that we're seeing Joe Biden pass right now, Barack Obama wanted to happen in 2003. It's very sickening. It's sickening.
Amen. Amen. So, hey, John, I keep seeing the comment in there. What about Rick Wiles? They not like Rick Wiles? Are they afraid of Rick Wiles, the strong Rick Wilde, dare I say it, anti-Kazarian, Jewish mafia? Are they afraid of that message, John, you think?
I don't know. One thing I want to do is get with you and some of these others after the fact and sit down and draw up a plan, because this is just planting the seed for what we're going to do in September.
I don't want to blow it up first week in there, you know. Well, I'll be on my best behavior, but this is an open door that we need so badly.
Good stuff,
boy. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeffrey, come on in, Jeff. Now, go ahead, John.
It'd be possible to influence a Christian broadcasting network, because they're so politically and they get so influenced so easily.
No, that's a money-making operation, brother. That's a money. And somebody told me a long time ago, when it comes to Christian media, especially like Christian radio, that kind of stuff, if you're listening to bot radio, you're listening to Salem, or pick whichever you want, that what they do is they cut out a swath of about 5%, maybe 5%. All they want to do is just get the same 5% and hold them. That's all they want to do. And so when you listen to your local Christian radio and you ask why is it that it's so soft, is because that softness has got them a market share of about 5%, and they make a lot of money off of that 5%. That, sorry folks, that in fact is the truth.
Yeah, I agree. And I saw somebody said in the comments down there, we need a media network. That's one of the things that I've been talking to the leadership about, is we need our own CNN, so to speak. We need our own platform and that's why I got in this the beginning early, because I wanted to make sure I had the right voices in there. That's why you, Coach, and Bradley Dean and Mike Spaulding, that's why I got all these guys in on the ground floor of this and gave these guys awards, not only to recognize them for their years of faithful servant, where even the church is talking bad about them, but just to give them, all of you guys recognition that, you know, you don't get in most places. So for you to get recognized at this premier event is something, in my opinion, that's long, long, long overdue. But so I also wanted to get you guys in as part of the leadership team, that we can make sure we create our own CNN, our own platform.
For those of you, just this is kind of a backstory on this. John has created. They've helped. here at this event. They've helped John create some media awards. And one of the media awards that I am receiving was one created by John, and it is for what, John? Best daily morning talks, whatever, something like that. So I'm getting an award from this stuff, from this group, which will help expand what it is that we're trying to do. Come on in, Paul Webb, followed by Revelation 2015, then Myra. Come on in.
Yeah, well, this is great. This is awesome. But one of those things, like with CBN and all these things, they started off really well. But what happened was they got infiltration from the world.
That's right. That's
they
right.
ended up buying parts of the company. And that's what's happened to Chick-fil-A.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so that's something that, you know, but this is awesome. I really like what I hear here. It's like, man, I want to be involved in it.
Create our own media. We have to do that for sure. Revelation 20. Come on in.
Thanks, Coach. The problem that I'm all for independent media and creating our own platforms, but the problem that no one has discussed that I've heard so far is they own the internet, they own the airwaves, they own it all. So unless we have a plan to create our own independent communication network, then I think it's folly. I mean, that's just my two cents.
Let me speak on that a minute, because they don't own the internet. They own a lot of the platforms, but that's what Jared's doing. Coach has his own platform. Unless the government itself comes in, the FBI comes in, they can't do anything to Coach's content. So that's one of the things that we're doing, is we're creating these networks that they cannot touch unless they actually bring the full weight of the government. They can deplatform you from YouTube and Facebook and everything else, because they, you know, we're on their platform. But when we create our own platform, as Jared says, owning your own information, it's going to be so much harder for them to do that.
Go ahead, Vinny.
Timely. With Gab, you see what they're doing. They keep attacking him and keep attacking him. He will never give in, because what they did to him 2 years ago. So he will never give in. Now he has the infrastructure. And now let's all do the same thing.
Okay, so listen. The only thing, Myra and Larry, just a second. See, the only way that here's our problem right now. We say they own the internet. Well, they do own the internet to a degree, but they only own the internet because conservatives haven't – I hate that word – right. Christians haven't done anywhere to folks. They can't shut down the internet because it closes them down as well. You understand
exactly.
that? Right. So we have to be smart enough to build our own platforms that will be on the internet no matter what they do. Come on in, Larry, and then Myra.
Yeah, I was just going to say that point that the internet is just the environment that's out there that happens to be electronic that lets people shoot messages back and forth and stuff.
It's just the river the water runs down.
The platforms are where those messages are channeled and sent through. And what's important is, as things get worse, and they will, and as events evolve to where there are actual groups out there working actively against a corrupt government, those groups are going to need a way to communicate with each other without being intercepted and the government knowing every plan they're going to make. That problem is being addressed. Jared is helping with that. And I don't know what more I have to say that it is an important, not only important, it is a vital part of having a chance to win this thing.
That's right. And so somebody commented, say, you know, Coach, you're on Google Hangout. Well, that is. We'd love to get off of it. We'd love to build our own network so we don't have to do it. Like Jared created CoachDaveLive.social. So we're doing the best we can. But see, we, again, Christians, we're so far behind the eight ball on all of this stuff. We let the enemy owns everything.
Right.
Why? We're so heavenly conscious, we're no earthly good. What a way to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, this vehicle right here, right? And so because if we're honest here, it's only been in the last 4 years that that the media censorship has really amped up. I don't know if anybody really saw it coming to the degree it did. Remember Alex Jones about 4 years when they banned Alex Jones? Wasn't he the first guy? We thought, wow, Alex Jones. We thought, oh, well, he does say some pretty radical things. He probably ought to be. And then it was Alex Jones. Next thing you know, it's Rick Wiles. Next thing you know, it's Coach Dave. And so it took us a while to figure out exactly what they were doing. And we're playing catch up in all this technology. Would you agree with that, John?
No, yeah, without a doubt. Let me just show you the people. And what I want your viewers to send me some people. If you know people who are doing alternative media, you just mentioned some guy named Rick. I've never heard of him. But go up there to the top, would you? Go up to nominations, and I want to show you the people that, and all the way to the bottom, Special News and Journalism Awards. This is all me. I'm the director of this. Scroll down to Special News and Awards, and I want to show you all the people that I've given awards to. Bradley Dean, Media Research Council, Brittany Hughes, Gary Franchi got two. And I've known Gary Franchi for years. Grand Ledger, who was with OAN. I don't know if he is anymore. Alan Keyes, Lisa Haven, Garrett and Yvonne. Now, we're doing podcasts, too, because we want these specialties to be out there. These are going to be yearly awards. Best podcast for homeschooling. Best podcast for a video magazine. Alex Newman. I was on his show the other day. Best podcast for best commentary, Alexander Hamilton III. Man, if you ain't heard this young black man, boy, you need to get on the Hamilton corner and check this guy out. Best video for education, Dr. Duke Podesta. He actually works with Alex Newman and the John Birch Society. He's going to have me on his show. Best daily video podcast, there's Coach, and best weekly interview podcast, Mike Spaulding. So we can expand this greatly, but these were the people I wanted to get in on the foundation for one of two reasons. A, they're either pioneers like Bradley Dean, Coach, and Dr. Mike, or they've got huge audiences. And those two factors weighed into me giving these decisions. There's probably 30 people that were worthy of it. But with the top ones, they have huge, huge millions of people following them. So if we can get in good graces with them and vice versa, we can build a network that's going to be hard for them to stop.
Amen. Myra, come on in. Then Larry and then RJ. Come on in, Myra.
Yes. Good pressure, Brother Diamond. I signed up for your email, and Larry and Jared are working in something good so they can, the Christians can voice, we can have our own concerns and work on building from the bottom up and without fear of government interruption. Thank you.
Amen, Myra. There's 78 million that voted for Trump, and they still treat us like we're a tiny minority, you know? Come on, folks. Wake the hell up. RJ, come on in then, Silver.
Yeah, Dr. Diamond, Pastor, I want to thank you for getting this going. And have you looked into the InfoWars operation, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, David Knight, any of those guys?
Well, Gary Franchi used to be part of that, I believe. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, like I said, this list could have been endless. Matter of fact, there was probably 10 more people that I reached out to that never got back to us. So I'm just like, all right, well, if you're not going to reach back out, I'm not going to get, you know, the award was free. You didn't have to do nothing. You don't have to show up. You don't have to do anything. But if you don't want an award and you don't want to be recognized, hey, can you go to sonsofliberty.com or Sons of Liberty Media real quick there at the top?
Come on in, Silver, while he's getting that ready. Go ahead. Keep that thought, John. Go ahead, Silver.
What happened to Mr. Hagman? Is he
Never got back with me. I've tried to reach out to him like 15 times. He lives 15 miles from me, and he won't return any of my calls. I wanted to give him an award and recognize him for what he does. It's super professional. He just won't ever get back with me. Sons of Liberty Media. You have to go into a new web browser. This is Bradley Dean's site.
Sons of Liberty Media. Sons of Liberty Media. There it is.
There you- Now look in the upper right-hand corner. That's what they call the laurels. And you get to put this on your website to show that, hey, I've been recognized just like an Oscar. It's what you see for best picture or best this or that. He got a Truth in Journalism Award. So Coach will be able to put this on his site. Bradley Dean will be, Mike will be able to put this on their site. It's basically a stamp of approval by an independent organization saying you're doing good work. And that's what I'm trying to do.
This genius, you know? John. This is really, really good, John. Paul Webb, did you want to come back in, bud? Your hand's still up.
No, I'm sorry, Coach.
Okay, that's all right. So we got about 6 minutes, John. 6 minutes here to kind of wrap this thing up. What is it that the folks that are watching right now can do? Or is there anything you can do? Or are you just trying to make them aware of it?
Well, yeah, a lot of different things. If you go back to the Content 2020 Film Festival website there, go up to home. It says virtual registration and boot camps. You can sign up and watch this entire thing online. We had to set it up virtually because we didn't know if the quote unquote pandemic would shut things down. So we are set up and have been set up to do this entire conference online, like Mike Spalding just did with his conference last year. It's always best to go in person because you can meet, network, and talk to people, which is the biggest part of this. That's the thing that I would have missed. Same with Mike, I would have missed. Go back. I think you should be able to click on virtual registration down there in the see what that does. If this don't work, I'm going to have to get a hold of him. But you guys can sign up online and watch this thing virtually. You'll be able to watch me and Coach do our media presentation. If that's not working, I'm glad we looked at that. But you guys will all be able to sign up, and I'd encourage you to do it. And then if you can, either share, if you know anybody else, share with me other people that are doing this so I can start to get them recognized. Share what we're going to be doing in September, and then even come down yourself. Because, I mean, just go to this website. We got master classes. Folks,
listen, the Lord has elevated John to this position, man. He is sitting in the catbird seat, and he's on our side, and he knows what's going on, and he's going to help push our message. So I believe this is a God thing. Couple people, Jeff and then Rochelle. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, in a quick nutshell, what's John got for us Friday night from 7 to 9? So as I invite people, I can tell them what it's going to be, because they're asking me, who is this guy? What is it about?
What are you going to talk about on Friday, John?
The American Statement of Faith, which is the Declaration of Independence. It's something that nearly every American will unify around. We just need to re-educate the American people on what our rights are, where they come from. I walk them right through the Declaration of Independence. I give them a whole bunch of bullet points of what that actually means, kind of an exegesis. And that's what I was going to do the show on today, but I'm glad this thing trailed off into what we're doing now, because this is, this is of God.
It'll
this
be good, folks. Listen, folks, we are so ignorant. I'm telling you, we're all just so ignorant. And so we need this. Christianity Constitution 101. We certainly need this stuff. Come on in, Rochelle, and then Brett, and then Kevin. Real quickly, let's go. Rochelle.
Hey, John, this is great. I'm just trying to get a big picture in my mind. So in the future, you're aiming at something like what? Like a Blaze TV with free content? Or like where would your audience land?
Me, myself, personally, I just want to do something like Coach is doing. So, I'm going to be doing a show called America Unhinged. We got a radio station being built here in Corey down in the basement of a church. And I'll go in there every morning and do a show just like Coach is doing. Mine will be recorded. Mine won't be live and interactive. But it's going to be like Glenn Beck. So if you go to Glenn Beck's website, this is what Jared's built for me. It'll be a podcast and a video that they can watch and listen to. Ultimately, I'd like to link arms with people like Coach and Bradley Dean and Alan Keyes and build a network that, you know, hey, if you like Coach, you're going to like John. If you like John, you'll like Bradley Dean. If you like him, you're going to like all the same like-minded people, so that we can't get infiltrated like one of your callers said, where CBN gets infiltrated. Yep. This is why I've got you guys on the ground floor, because we need to set this up so we know who we are and we're not going to get infiltrated by the left.
Ohio Brett, come on in. Then Kevin Van Story, you'll be the last two. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Coach. And John, I will be there. I will see you in Thornville Friday night.
Awesome.
And number two, I have a Faith in the Fairways Golf Ministry, a national call-in show every Tuesday night since 2010. Love there to nominate go. That guy.
All right.
Buddy. And then number three, I have some connections that would be really interested, me included, in helping you build out that platform.
Hallelujah.
Amen, again. Brother. Amen. Yeah, let's network this, here. Maybe.
We can do this. Come on in, Kevin Van Story.
On the event you're going to do Friday night, will that be live streamed or it will be?
I'm going to try to figure. I'll try to figure out how to do it. You know, it's not. It's a Pastor Tom's church. I don't know exactly what kind of stuff he has. We will record it. Bobby Lee always comes and records. We'll try to stream it. We'll try to do whatever. I'll fill you in, guys. Fill you folks all in more. Now, listen. Let me say this before I let John go, folks. We got plans. I was communicating with Mark Trump yesterday. We got plans of doing a lot more things. For instance, what would it be like if every pick a night, every Sunday night, every whatever, we had an expert? What if we had somebody come in and do specifically a training on nutrition? And then the next Sunday, somebody comes in and does specifically a training on preparation. And somebody comes in the next week and does a specific training. We have plans, thoughts of trying to expand what we're doing here to, this is just kind of a, you know, this is a kind of issues of the day thing. And some of these issues are really, really interesting, but we need more training. For instance, I got my satellite phone yesterday. Now somebody's got to tell me what the heck I'm supposed to do with it, right? So these kind of things are important, and that's one of the things that we want to try to expand into. John, final word. Friday night here in Thornville, Ohio, open to the public, free. Go to the website. Tom, if you don't know how to get there, email. I'll get you there. And what's your plan on Friday night, John?
Yeah, the plan on Friday night is just to do that Declaration of Independence. I think it's very, very enlightening. If I ask you to define Americanism, most Americans couldn't. That's going to be the thing that we have to unify around. I'm going to get a hold of Tim Shields, have him get that registration link fixed. And then, Coach, if you would, send a mass email out to everybody saying, register online. This thing's ready to go.
All right. John, the Lord has strategically placed you for such a time as this. Hey, call me a fool. I still think we're going to win. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.